Hello guys, welcome back to Hardcore Hip Hop. This is where we do all your hip hop needs. And I'm the only kid doing this podcast, hip hop podcast, and gamer podcast. So if you guys should probably tune in, if you're into those types of things, let's get started. Alrighty guys, so let's get into today. So, Juice WRLD has passed away. That's really, really, really sad. At the time I'm recording this is December 8th, 2019, in my time over here in Canada. Okay, so Juice WRLD dying, that's very hard on me. I'm going to hear a lot about it at school and everywhere else. It's a very tough topic to talk about Juice WRLD's death, especially, you know, when X died, Cameron Boyce, Peep, all of them died. It's very, very, very hard for us to talk about this because it's very painful, you know? So let's just jump right into it. So I've been wondering, right, he had a seizure, but why? Like, was there a drug overdose? Because, you know, he talked about in an interview, he talked about drugs, like, and that was only like a week ago, you know? And that kind of freaks me out because, like, he could have OD'd or something, you know? He could have, and that's a total, you know, thing that happens in the rap world. Like, look at Peep. He died because he OD'd, not like X and Tupac, where they were both shot, you know? It's almost like a pattern in the rap world. People are OD'ing, then they get shot. OD, then they get shot. It's insane, you know? Like, you know, you guys, and Instagram and all that stuff, put Fly High Juice WRLD, okay? Fly High Juice, because he, you know, he's a legend. Although, like, I personally was never the biggest fan of his music. You know, he still was a legend. He, you know, he never had any, like, bad in him. Sure, he was kind of a bad dude, considering he talked about crime and stuff. But that's about it, you know? Like, it's so sad that he had to die, you guys. You know, you guys, message me. I'm going to create an Instagram account, put in my next episode. You guys, you know, it's, like, as I'm saying this right now, it freaks me out because he is dead. Like, are you guys freaked out about this? Like, you know, this just breaks my heart to see another person gone in the rap world. And I found out, I was looking at Drake's Instagram, and I look at it, and I saw, you know, rest in peace, Juice WRLD. Why was he gone so young? So, yeah. It really did freak me out, though, because, like, I was like, nah, this is impossible, you know? He's an addict. He's been an addict for so long. Like, you know, you got this, Juice, you know? You can do this. And then I looked at the bottom, and I'm just like, no. No, this isn't right. And so I looked at the hashtag FlyHighJuice, and I realized Juice is gone. Like, is this going to be another X situation? There's going to be, something bad's going to go on. Something bad, 100%. There's going to be a No Jumper episode on this. There is so going to be a No Jumper episode. I guarantee you guys, 100%. And you guys go check out No Jumper, because they're so sweet. I guarantee you guys, 100%. To go check out No Jumper. So, yeah. First is brought to you by the one and only New Wave Ad Co. You guys need to check out their advertisements. So sweet. The company is run by me. That's why I'm giving this a sponsor. So, you guys, just go check out the company. It's going to be sweet. You guys are going to love it, you know. Anyways, back to rap. So, this situation, like, and people, like, I was watching these YouTube videos, and it was like, you know, those TikTok seizure things, like, I have these lucid dreams, and then the person who's filming it, right, they fall, and they have the water in their mouth, and it flops out. But, like, and then on YouTube, there's, like, conspiracy theorists or whatever, the hell is that, and like, well, I know what it is, but, like, you know, it's conspiracy. Like, They're like, oh, they knew it was going to happen. Somebody did this to him. I don't believe somebody did this to him. Juice WRLD's an addict, you guys. You guys got to understand this. Juice WRLD is an addict. He probably OD'd, and I feel sad for the guy, but that's just the hard truth, honestly. And you got to be honest, because it's best to be honest, you know? Like, I'm kind of freaking out about Juice's situation here, because if, you know, we lose any more rappers, in the rap world, there's going to be more chaos in that. Like, I want the rap world to just stay chill and all that, stay good, because that's the way it was a while ago. Like, before Peep died, before everybody died, the rap world wasn't crazy. You know? Tupac died. But that was the only major loss we had. Now, within the course of 3 years, in 2017, we lost Peep. 2018, we lost X. 2019, we lost Juice. Like, there's so many more people who are gonna die in the rap world in the future. Like, what if there's, like, assassination? What if somebody's doing this to them, you know? And I have a question for y'all. Do you guys think somebody's doing this to him? Because it could 100% be somebody doing this to him. And, yeah, it's like, it's so scary, you know? Because I could never, I thought Juice wasn't gonna be the rapper to die. But lo and behold, a couple weeks after I think that, boom, he's dead. And in one of his song lyrics, it mentions, I feel like John Lennon. John Lennon died December 8th. Juice WRLD died the time I'm recording this, December 8th. Alrighty, guys, it is 2:51 p.m. And we are going to switch the conversation topic to my questions for you guys. So, I got a couple questions for y'all. What kind of, like, between these three genres, what do you prefer? Lyrical, melodical, and mumble. You know, there's some good ones from everyone. I personally am a Suicide Boys fan, and that's in the middle of mumble and a little bit of lyrical. I don't get the melodic vibes, except for from Ruby. Ruby gives me melodical vibes all day. You guys know, I was like, yeah. But my preference is, like, Suicide Boys because I like darker rap. XXXTentacion's also really good. So you guys should go check out both of those people. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. And then my second question for you guys is what is, because this is also gaming, right? I do certain episodes on music or gaming. Would you guys rather have Corsair or Razer? I really like Corsair, but Razer is also a really, really, really nice gaming brand. So, yeah, you guys gotta make sure to check out both those brands. I'm not even sponsored by these people. I'm just telling y'all what's good and what's bad. Also, I'm an Xbox player. I'm not the biggest fan of PlayStation. So, as this I can say, Xbox has a keyboard. It's had a keyboard for a while, and it's made by Razer. That's why I've kind of upped my, like, Razer, you know, their mouses are cool and everything, but look at the, like, Logitech mice and all that, and look at the, like, Corsair keyboards. Like, those things are so nice, and the Corsair headsets, like, you know, Turtle Beach is cool and all, but I personally really like the Turtle Beach Stealth 500P, so, you know, they're really good between the two of them, but when Razer made that Xbox keyboard, I was like, okay, Razer, you guys are doing better. I want to see more of this from y'all. You know what, guys? You guys should definitely, like this podcast or, you know, whatever you can do, because this is the first episode, obviously, of this podcast. So, yeah. Anyways, my third question. Also, like this, if you like Corsair or Razer, doesn't matter to me. All you guys have is your opinions. That's pretty sweet. Anyways, let's get down to the third question. So, would you rather be a rapper or a singer? It's a big debate, but would you rather be a rapper or a singer? I would honestly love to be a rapper, although I do have a good singing voice. My singing voice in that other one was not good because my voice hurts. But I will cover in the next episode with my little brother in it, my singing voice. Okay, everybody, my singing voice. And it's going to be really great. Alrighty, guys, I will see you in the next episode of Hardcore Hip Hop and Gaming Podcast. Be sure to like this podcast, share it to your friends, your family, because I'm the only kid doing this. See y'all. Bye.